Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 297. I am going to try to reach Connie here in just a moment, as soon as I can figure out where the hell my Skype window went. There it is. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Which is fine.
Yes, it is. I am well, thank you. I thought I was gonna be able to work today, but it turns out the head boss lady, not the owner, but the one who thinks she's in charge. The one calling the shots. Said nope. If he wants to take that, I'm not paying him. He can go, but I'm not paying him. So I'm like, yeah, fine. I'll go home. I was like, yeah, I would too. That's what my boss said. So
yes.
No sense in driving around if you ain't getting paid for it. You know.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, they don't work for free. Why the fuck should I? You know. So you like that picture that Dawkins made then, right?
Oh, I love that. That was awesome.
I was listening to our staff meeting from last week, and I'm like, oh my god, that's right. I was going to have Dawkins do that, and it's I had him make that up. But by the way, if you're wondering what the hell I'm talking about, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/packetpokes and go into the group photographs and hit the cartoon section. And we were, if you were listening last week, we talked about how Adam was had a rib taken out of him, you know, from the Bible, you know, so they claim. Anyway, the picture is this. Adam is sitting in a bathtub full of ice, and there's a note. He's holding a note that says, "Dear Adam, I've taken your rib. Go see a doctor." And the caption below it says, Adam's going, "What the fuck is a doctor?" So,
you know, that might explain why you men like barbecue ribs so much. You
yes, know, that's exactly that, right.
There's a hole in there. There's a God-shaped hole. And it's rib-shaped.
It's a rib-shaped hole. I'm trying to fill it with ribs.
Bacon comes from the ribs, too.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So that's why bacon is so delicious.
That's what God was doing. He said it was a rib, but he wanted bacon.
Speaking of bacon, we have a guest for this week. I apologize, I forgot to mention it on last week's show, but we have a
good segue.
It's bacon.
Magic bacon.
It's magic bacon. The our guest is Godless Geezer. I had asked him previously several weeks prior, maybe a couple months prior, and I don't think he got the message on Google+, and that's my fault. I should approach him. If I had known him on Facebook, I would have approached him. But he approached me quite by accident, thinking I was somebody else. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not who I am. You're thinking of somebody else, but he still agreed to do the show. So... So we got him, yeah.
Crazy random happenstance.
Yeah, it was crazy happenstance. It was brilliant. It was just a crazy happenstance. So,
yep.
And it was all about name recognition. I should say name lack of recognition in this instance. So since it was, you know, a little oopsie, so he was trying to actually contact somebody else. But hey, you know, these things happen.
The bacon references that Godless Geezer this week has been kind of poking fun at the Thunderfoot Laughing Witch drama on YouTube. And
yep.
He's been dropping docs on Deconverted Man, and there's magic bacon involved. And it's just sort of a random comedy thing.
Yeah, it's a little comedy there. Yeah, he and I were talking about that, so we'll probably bring that up again at the next show this Friday. So You know, everybody loves bacon. Yes, everybody loves bacon. You know, and the thing is, today I would have normally had to have worked, but because it's Veterans Day, post offices are closed, so that's what I do. I deliver stuff to post offices, so.
Ah.
Yeah, so I deliver there. So I got the day off. It's like a federal holiday for me, so I get the federal holiday, sort of. Anyway.
Yeah, so long show with an interview.
We need single stories. Yes, we need to find some good stories. Mm-hmm. I did find a few. I just got to find them again. I put them on my I dragged them from Google Plus here.
Okay.
And it's just a matter of finding them again. Let's see here. Whoops. Hey there. Where did you? No, sorry. That's the ad that
you
I
plan to be. The
shush me.
You're so back in the box.
I know. I'm so back in the box in that one. I'm trying to find the links I had pulled out.
Okay. I have the ones that you shared.
Oh, yeah. Those are probably the ones.
The Florida. Which one do you want? The Florida cop or religious abstinence?
Send me the abstinence one. Now that I can't find
sure.
it.
Okay.
See, this is why I gave them to you because, like, I knew somebody else would. you'd be able to find them. So.
I try. I do my best. All right, there you go.
Okay.
So for religious news, yeah, this was. Big surprise, right?
Yeah, big surprise here. The religious abstinence-only school with no sex ed has a chlamydia outbreak. How about that? almost 10% of the tested pupils were infected with the federal health officials were calling an epidemic. The Crane Independent School District Handbook for 2014-2015 confirms the district does not offer a curriculum in human sexuality. So the school's district recommended in 2012 the school adopt the Scott White's Worth the Wait Abstinence Plus curriculum if any sexual education policy was adopted. According to the Texas state law, if any sex education work must emphasize on abstinence. Until marriage, which is total bullshit, because it's like, all right, then they say this deems the best way to avoid any sexually transmitted baddies. That's the exact wording. Sexually transmitted baddies, like you're in a video game or something. You got to get the baddie over there.
If you can't even use the proper terminology, that's just, what do you expect?
Right, exactly. No, that's a great point. That's a great point. If you can't even use the proper terminology, it's a sexually transmitted disease.
If you put your ding dong in her woohoo, you're gonna be in big trouble, man.
Yeah.
You also might be using host of snacks.
Oh, jeez. Oh, now get this. Now the school has planned a 3-day sex education course for all the students. 3 days. You're gonna have to learn everything you know about sex in 3 days. So if you miss out the first day or the last day or the middle day, you're totally screwed. You're not gonna know what's going on. So
that was an apt way to put it.
Yeah.
Totally screwed.
Yeah. I didn't even do that on purpose, actually.
We're deep in the heart of Texas again. That's not surprising at all, is it?
Yeah, no, that
they,
is.
They remember the Alamo, but they don't remember the condoms.
Oh, no. Oh, that was great. That was great.
Thank you.
Oh,
goodness.
I had some other ones here as well. I'm just trying to figure out what the hell I did with them here.
Like I said, I do have the Florida cop shows up with two wasted.
Yeah.
To accept the word. Kind of maybe a not the onion. Here, I'll put that one here. So those were the two that I think you shared.
That was one of the other ones there. This is another one. This is from the Raw story. This is. I was also thinking. You're right. I was thinking about this one for like a not the onion story. Let's see here. All right, Florida cop. It's Florida. It's Florida.
We go to the penis.
Yeah, we go to the penis state. So we go right from sex ed, you know, what you teach you not to, what to do with your penis, to a state that is shaped like a penis. Florida cop showed up too wasted to accept an award for his DUI arrest from mothers against drunk driving. Officer Michael Sizgla, whatever his name is.
Sesliga.
If I had a name like that, I'd be wasted too, man. I think that's how his name was actually spelled. First spelled. How do you spell your name? S-I-L-A-I-J. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Okay. So okay, we're writing that down. No, that's not my name. Oh no, too late. So that's your last name from now on. Pine County Sheriff's Department showed up to a Mothers Against Drunk Driving conference in Fort Lauderdale so drunk that he couldn't even walk straight. He was scheduled to receive an award at the conference for making over 100 DUI arrests, but he actually showed up drunk himself. And it is assumed that he drove himself there to the conference in that state. However, the office
of the job, it's getting to it.
Yeah, apparently. It's like, what are these, all the 100 DUIs, why do these people drive drunk? Oh, this is why, man. Oh, this is why. You know, this actually reminds me of something that actually happened to me. When I was working for this other company, I was driving through Ohio, and I saw a cop speeding by me. I'm doing speed limit 65, and the cop is speeding. I mean, he's doing like 80, 85 miles an hour down the highway. And apparently on this highway, there's a police station off the highway. And he was speeding to get to his job at the police station. Because I wasn't that far behind him, but I was just far enough behind. I was close enough to him where when he pulled off, I saw him where he pulled off at. And I saw him calmly walk out of his car. Like he was, you know, walking into the office. You know, he's it's okay for him to go speeding down the highway 80 miles an hour, but you know,
yeah, slight misuse of police privileges, I think.
Yeah, I would say that was definitely abuse of power.
Yep.
He goes, it was wrong, and again, one of the most ridiculous things I've heard of. When I first heard about it, that was what my reaction was. Come on, you've got to be kidding me. Really? Piana County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri said. Once his supervisor encouraged him, they described him as being wasted and sent him back to his hotel room to miss out on both the conferences and his award.
No soup for you.
Wait, and you know what it's like? They sent him back to his hotel. They didn't say that he didn't drive. Go back to your hotel room. So they sent him back driving drunk to his hotel room.
You know, he didn't. Most hotels have a bar. Why didn't? Never mind.
Yeah, he's probably down the bar after that. Apparently, after the incident, he was reprimanded. Ooh, bad boy, bad boy, spank on the hand, and was given 1 day paid suspension. No, that's a 1 day paid vacation.
Paid.
Paid.
He got paid. You know, when people are cooling their heels in jail left with a DUI arrest, they aren't getting paid.
That's right. That's right.
Their car is impounded. They've got all kinds of fines.
You're right. And you pointed something out there I didn't catch on there. They sent him home. You know, they sent him to the hotel room. They didn't arrest him because they figured he got there on his own. Do they have to wait till he's actually behind the wheel? You know, there's this reasoning that let's just say you or I got drunk, and we got into our car, we started it up, but we didn't go anywhere. Or we just put the keys in the ignition, and we just kind of fall asleep there.
Right.
That you get arrested for drunk driving then.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're sitting behind the wheel of a car.
Right.
So
now, in all fairness, I will give, can I give the cop this much? Maybe he took a cab.
We don't know that. It doesn't say.
We don't know that, yeah, because the story doesn't say.
Yeah, but it does say that they figured he must have driven him there himself, so.
Probably.
Yeah. And it does say it assumed he drove there himself to the conference in that state, so. However, he does deny that he drove drunk and insists he only had one or two drinks before the conference. Yeah, the first one and the last one.
Oh, I'm not drunk. I'm just high on something else, right?
Yeah, right.
My medication's having an effect on the alcohol's affecting him. Oh my gosh.
You know what's funny here? It says oddly enough that it's actually not the first time we reported on a story like this. According to last year, David Griffin, acting chapter president of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and former deputy police chief, was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol.
It's only funny because nobody's been killed in these stories. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And it gets even better. It gets even better. Back in 2011, Deborah Oberlin, a former president of MAD, was arrested for driving with alcohol level that was 3 times the legal limit.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what you want to do, is you want to put people in charge who are going to go out and do this kind of stuff.
we need to start choosing our police officers from the deeper end of the pool. All right.
Oh my gosh.
And for so many reasons.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Well, he was off duty.
Yeah, it was. Oh, yeah, that makes it a lot better. He was off duty.
I'm working it as best I can.
I know.
Devil's advocate.
Plain devil's advocate.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, goodness. These are both really great stories. I liked them a lot when you shared them with me. So
yeah, I was waiting to read them. I was like, okay, I've got to. I was like, okay, I'm going to look at this after, so this way mm-hmm. I don't taint what I was going to say beforehand.
And, yeah. Yeah, me too. I read the headline and I say it. So okay, save this because this looks really promising.
Yes.
Oh. You know, as far as the trending news, we have the Starbucks cup.
Yeah, there's that too.
And I also saw today that Dunkin' Donuts is now being praised by Christians because they have joy and all this little stuff on their holiday cup.
Oh, right?
Every year. But.
Oh man, I wish I had known about that sooner, because I stopped out of Dunkin' Donuts this morning just for, you know, first time I ever actually went to Dunkin' Donuts on my own of my phone free accord. And I'm like, you know what? I think I want a donut. I just don't want to get out of the car to go inside and pick a donut out of over at the Quick Trip. So I'm thinking, yeah, I'll just go to the Dunkin' Donuts. Give them a shot, you know. Uh-huh. And now I'm finding out that the Christians are praising them because they're putting stuff on their cups. Oh, crap. Now I feel bad. Now I got to upchuck that donut.
They always have, according to the article I read. They've always had joy. The word joy, just the word joy.
Oh.
On the cup. And so I'm like, I didn't research that. I'm assuming I'm making assumption that that's correct. But, I've gotten such a kick out of the whole Starbucks cup story and all of the memes that are just exploding on the Facebook and around the internet.
Right.
Dealing with the fact that, yeah, it's just a red cup, you know.
You know, and the thing is, red cups have been around for a long time.
And the fact that John Furstein got praised in one article, that made me want to throw up a little, as being brilliant, you know, for starting the whole kerfuffle about Starbucks Red Cup not having Christ as the reason for Christmas, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. It just, and oh, man. Oh, and Bristol Palin, speaking to the Red Cup controversy, I just saw this a little while ago. They're like, these Christians are freaking out because Starbucks, which is run apparently by a Jew, is a corporation. Corporations are not, they have no, they don't need to be forced to do anything they don't want to do. Mm-mm. And they won't either. So,
well, corporations are people too. Okay.
Well, if you want to put
it like that, can of worms away.
Yeah, we'll put that can of worms away. Well, corporations can die, you know, but then they can come back again. But so they're like Jesus.
Oh goodness. So what were you going to say though about funny Drew?
I have no idea.
You had a thought going there.
I did have a thought going there. I've lost my thought. You lost my thought, Connie. These people are freaking out over the red cups there, and I could have swore maybe I shared it on my Google Plus. Let me see what I shared here. I just gotta find it here. I gotta find out what I said. Come on. Oh, fine. Be that way. I'll just do it this way. Here we go. I think I've got thunder. Oh, goody.
I can't believe how quickly that thought that train of thought totally flew out of my head. Sometimes that's very scary. My brain just says, we're going to delete that.
Yeah,
I've evidently got a virus.
you've got the old age virus.
Bite your tongue, damn it! You first. Wait, I am gonna do so.
I think I just killed a mosquito.
I'll be able to wrap my own presents.
So. I think I just killed a mosquito.
Oh, you've got to be kidding!
No, there's some kind of bug was floating around in here, and I just have to catch it. Yes. It was like I don't know what the hell it was. It looked like a mosquito.
He's like,
it's fucking William November. Goddamn.
The William Wallace of mosquitoes. Freedom.
Apparently, that mosquito forgot that it's November. So
I gotta say.
Well, it's warm in the house, you know. Let's see here. No, I was just gonna say that. Let me see if I can find it here. That it was. I don't know why it's not showing me where I posted, because I was able to do it before.
That's my problem with Google Plus. It's like, I'm on
Oh, here it is.
YouTube.
I found it.
Okay.
A little thunder. Only a right-wing evangelical Christian would be stupid enough to expect Christmas cups from a company founded by and run by a Jewish guy. That's what it was.
And that was actually one of the great memes I saw. It was a Starbucks cup, but it was in Hanukkah blue, mm-hmm. and it had the menorah above the Starbucks mermaid. And it's like, yeah, why don't we have this?
Yeah.
Too? You know, it's, yeah, guess what? Christmas isn't the only thing, and...
I've got something here for you. It's about sure. Josh Furstein. his name is either Furstein or Furstein or Furstein. I'm not sure which, but
I'm sure he's a furry in real life.
Yeah, well, have you ever seen this man? He's big fucking fat fuck.
He's a poor man's Kevin James, and turn your goddamn phone sideways, you asshole.
Yeah,
yourself.
The guy is a fucking con man. He asked for over like $30,000 so he could buy a 4K camera, and he's still doing using his cell phone to take video.
Oh yeah, no, he's not buying it. He's not buying that camera. He's living. He's trying to live large.
Yep.
I see these pictures here. Yeah, he got himself watches and all this other shit.
Yep.
He's such.
And new shoes and and an expensive pocket watch and and a gold and a big diamond ring.
I think that has to, okay.
A gold watch.
The big. Chunky, you know, diamond encrusted rings that guys wear, that has to be one of the tackiest things. I hate that. I just like, or the ring shaped like a horseshoe or whatever. And again, you know, it's everybody to each his own. I'm not going to tell somebody what you can and can't do, but no.
Yeah. You know, the thing is he goes into he says he conned Starbucks into saying Merry Christmas. So by going into a Starbucks and saying, hey, everybody, I told my first name was Mary and my last name was Christmas. So when he called me, he had to say, Merry Christmas. I win. Okay. I was thinking, you know, why don't I do the same thing? I'll go in there and ask him, oh, what's your first name? My first name is A, and then my last name is Theist. Atheist! An atheist! Here, atheist here! Yeah, see?
I saw somebody else, they said when they went into their Starbucks, they had said, I am an asshole, John Furstein, or something, you know, and then they took a picture of their cup, and they tweeted that out. Good. Yeah, I like that. I'm assuming now everybody knows. It wasn't myself. I didn't find this out, but the reason the Starbucks made this plain cup is people usually decorated their cups, and I thought, oh, that is so cool, because as a kid growing up, I was always doodling on my schoolwork, you know, not my tests, not, you know,
right,
obviously important things. And my teachers always got a real kick out of it. They would, you know, ask me questions about my cartoons and things like that. And so I go, that's really great, because I would love a blank slate. You know, that's a really creative thing to do.
This guy is a total fucktard.
The picture of him with the gun, that was a kind of a, it was one of the more disturbing videos I saw with him too. He has his kids and he's talking about having him learn how to shoot a gun. I don't know if it was a toy gun or that actual gun, but he's way too casual to be holding one of those things.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Sure. My computer froze up a little bit there. I just want to be sure that I didn't lose the recording. Give me a second here. There it is. Because if I get the spinning beach ball of death, then I don't know if the computer's processing and we end up getting glitches and shit in our audio. There was another one here about the Fierstein there. I'm trying to figure out where I just saw it here. Actually, no, there was something else here. A New Hampshire Republican proves the GOP right about voter fraud by committing it. So.
Oh.
This was something else. This is a completely different story, but let me get a copy of that link. I'll send it to you.
Sure.
Not that we are for sure going to cover this, but it is interesting that we could use it as a top story. I know we don't usually do political stuff much anymore, but you know, we do have the presidential thing coming up here shortly.
I appreciate it. Actually, I know that Robin Dupree Reed is questioning, what is it, the Kentucky governor race.
Yeah.
This guy was way behind, and then he won. And people are like, wait, how did this happen? And so, yes, gerrymandering is really, really bad. It's,
yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, see,
New
Hampshire Republican proves the GOP right by fraud about fraud by committing it. It says one might say that Manchester, New Hampshire resident Derek Contingay was enthusiastic about voting. No, he wasn't excited about the process. He registered his dog to vote as a Democrat because, you know, it's not like man's best friend would want to be a Republican anyway. As a new New Mexico Republican did in 2012, Contingay, who can be considered more of a lesser Robert Monroe, the Wisconsin Republican who voted at least a dozen times between 2011 and 2012, turned himself into the police Friday morning after a warrant for his issued for his arrest. He was accused of voting in multiple locations on the same day, although he will never reach the glory of voting seven times in support of Scott Walker during the important recall election.
Oh, jeez.
According to officials, our hero used fake addresses to vote in his hometown and two others because, you know, why not? On election day on November 2014. The state attorney general says the enthusiastic Republican voter registered in Salem last year, while in Manchester and in the state voter information lookup confirmed it. Yeah, they showed it, and he showed his name. And
right.
He's voting Republican.
Right.
So he, both which carry a maximum penalty of a year in prison and a $2,000 fine. So he's going to be going, he faces a misdemeanor charge of wrongful voting and unsworn falsification, which both carry that penalty. So Mr. New Hampshire Republican is far from the first political persuasion to stop, to stoop on the level of overdoing it on excuses, exercising his right to,
his vote
there. So, yeah, that's, I'm trying to find that other story, the one you just mentioned, the one I probably sent to you. What was the other one you just mentioned there? I've forgotten here. It was
about, I don't know. I think we were talking about Firstine.
Yeah, we were talking about Firstine, and then we were talking about something, some other voter or whatever.
Oklahoma.
Oh, the Oklahoma.
Kentucky.
Kentucky,
sorry.
Yeah, Kentucky
state,
voter.
Kim Davis state.
Okay.
Yes. There's a question about voter fraud.
Okay. Alrighty. Let's see here.
Because I don't have anything bookmarked.
Well, now this, I just came across someone here. This is from the Ford Progressives site. I don't know if this is a right wing or left wing material here, but I'm trying to find something that's. I'll send you what I've got.
Okay. I think it was the Daily Cause that might have had a article on that. So,
well, it says here the election fraud isn't to blame for Democrats losing in Kentucky. Democrats or Matt Bevin won the Kentucky governor race last week. The polls said Attorney General Coward ahead, and it seemed that consecutive as Kentucky was, a conservative as Kentucky was, it wasn't going to elect a Tea Party extremist like Matt Bevin. To the surprise of consternation of Democrats across the country, naturally bloggers and the left started coming up with their own theories of what happened. If you try, holy fuck!
Wow!
did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Wow! All right, there's the first link from the Daily Cause, which they do link. Rehashed the article "Crooks and Liars" for internet poll, which 53% of those respondents say the election was rigged. Now, I had heard, or I read somewhere, I should say, that it's possible the voting machines wouldn't process all the way through, and then somebody at the pollster would go through and say, okay, finish it off, and then change the vote at the last minute.
Right. I thought that was solved, but I guess not. I mean, a lot of places still have the old-fashioned machines, and you've got to kind of guess at what somebody's put in there. I don't know. It depends on how they vote. I'm not surprised given all the brouhaha about Kim Davis. Obviously there's, even though Kentucky has kind of a history of voting Democrat, I have to wonder, you know, if there's not something else going on in that state.
Let's see here. I got something from, hold on a second. I don't know what the hell is this. Apparently I got something from called donotlink.com, and it's linking me outside the page here. Here's one from the Crooks and Liars page. Let me send that to you.
Thank
you. There we go.
All right.
See here. Jack Conaway, let's see here. 426,964 votes. maybe he should have that many volts running through his body. Allison Lungame Grimes, 493,600. And the other ones are a little less, but not by much, so it really doesn't matter.
It's pretty close.
Wow, it's pouring rain outside. I don't know if you can hear that. It sounds like someone sizzling a steak on top of my roof here. Some of the arguments I've heard that Conway ran away from the Affordable Care Act. So did Allison Lundgren Grimes. Let's see here.
Well, those are Senate races.
Yeah. Oh, the voting machines. Here we go. At stake of the Kentucky governor race, she embraced the Affordable Care Act, rousing success in a red state. Bashir expanded Medicaid by executive order. Bevin promised to undo all that, unwind it, lock, stock, and barrel. Why on earth would Kentucky voters vote against their own interest and split their own ticket to do it? So,
this is Kentucky, after all.
Yeah, this is Kentucky. Yeah, yeah.
We haven't seen malfeasance at the voting machines before, right? 2011, Clark County Clerk Freddie Thompson allegedly provided money to election officers to be distributed by the officers to buy voting machines. Mm-hmm. And then he also instructed officers how to change votes at the voting machine.
Oh, nice.
Holy cat. election officer Stivers, 56, allegedly marks votes or issued tickets to voters who have sold their votes and changed votes at the voting machine. Paul E. Bishop, 60, allegedly marked voters or issued tickets to voters who sold their votes, and he also held hosted alleged meetings at his home where money was pooled together by candidates and distributed to election officers, including himself. He was also accused of instructing the officers how to change the votes at the voting machine. Wow. According to what I've been able to find, Kentucky is still using a lot of the ES&S machines, known to have problems or be easily changed. Other counties use the Hart InterCivic systems. Hart is the company that Mitt Romney had ties to, as you may recall. Mm-hmm. I don't, but entire white papers have been written on the vulnerabilities, in the Hart systems. Wow.
Okay, now I see where you're at. I was looking for where you were at here.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. I mean, if there is voter fraud on this, and I'm assuming that there is, that
it won't come to light until so long after, and I don't think anything will come of it.
You know, someone had made a comment that said that, you know, if you go up to an ATM and you punch in your code or whatever, and then you take out the money you need, then that is, you know, you get your money. Those things are almost foolproof, almost completely right. Foolproof. Why can't we use that same technology?
Because people don't want to trust.
It leaves you a paper.
The internet, I think.
Well, that's a paper trail. It is a paper trail.
I know. I mean, honestly, here in Washington State, we mail in our votes. And it's a matter of marking a ballot with a line between two arrows with a pen or a felt pen.
Right.
And then we have our signature, which is registered at our state. And if our signature doesn't match, then, you know, so we're totally mail in. We don't have the machines which punch or do anything else anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know that people worry. I know people worry, oh, yeah, well, look at what happens with...
What if someone gets lost in the mail? I'm just saying. I've had stuff that's supposed to get sent to me in the mail, and it never arrives. It never arrives, and then it takes them like 6 weeks before, or 6 weeks to a month or longer before it's like, oh, yeah, we found this. So, you know, it's like, you know, it's several weeks late, but, you know, here...
I don't understand why. I don't even understand why individual states, some have caucuses, some have this, some have, you know.
Yeah.
We all, it's to me, it's, why isn't this unified? I do understand from a civics point of view why states themselves handle certain things. But I don't know. You would think that in this day and age, that voting would have moved from paper ballots. So once the people who are my age and older, once the baby boomers are gone, you know, you'll probably have everything you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know,
there's another story on that the Kentucky's governor election may have been rigged.
Right.
Okay.
So this is what, three?
Yeah.
Articles on it.
This is a bit complicated for us, I think. I mean, at least for here on the staff meeting, you know, we're just kind of spitballing. We don't know too much about this shit. I mean, it's another state that I'm a little, it's not exactly across my border. I have to travel through a whole other state just to get to it if I wanted to go to Kentucky. And I'm not going that far for chicken. I'm just saying.
I know we keep dancing around talking about the politics, and the fact is that, we probably are going to be here pretty soon, at least a couple of times during 2016. We're definitely going to be talking about the politics.
Yeah,
we will. We'll be dancing.
I'm. No one's dropped out yet. I'm surprised. We talked about that a couple of months ago, about over a month ago now. Someone was supposed to be dropping out who we thought was going to drop out next, and nobody's dropped out.
No.
So I still got my money on Jindal.
All the clowns are looking at the other clowns in that lifeboat going, yeah, I could use you as a raft.
Yeah. And I'll use the other guy for the meal, you know. So
it would be a happy meal, I guess, if it's a clown car. Sorry, that was bad. I do like this story, but I don't know if.
Oh, I just decided to close it out. I'm not gonna.
No GOP.
Okay. Yeah, no GOP stuff. I think right now.
Or even the New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think it's a little too soon for us to jump back into that pool, because then we're just those sharks go for blood.
Like I said, it's been tempting. It's been tempting, especially with like the GOP having their debates and stuff. But it's pretty much low hanging fruit, and like I said, we'll be talking about it a lot next year.
There was something that you know, we could probably talk about it on the 300 show too. So, there was remember when we talked about how Ted Cruz came out, bitch slapped Ben Carson on saying, hey, a Muslim can't be president. He says, no, that's unconstitutional, right? And then he turns around and says, well, if you don't start your, on your, and this is Cruz saying this. He says, if you don't start your, the day, if the president doesn't start his day on his knees praying to God, then he shouldn't be president. Then, but, you know, you just fucking said like 6 weeks ago, saying that there should be no religious test for public office.
No religious test for some other religion.
Yes, no other religion. Yeah, for no religion. So long as you're praying to a God, right, or I don't care. God, yeah. You know, it's like,
yeah, the right God.
But you have to pray to a God. So, like, all right, whatever.
No, not a God. The God.
Holy shit, did you hear that?
No, I missed it that time.
Oh, man, it's just like, it was like.
I suppose I heard a thump, but I didn't think about it. Oh, goodness. Okay, so we're closing that one out.
Yeah, I'm closing that one out for right now. Just like, you have to excuse me for just a moment. I'm going to kind of open up my weather app here, because I'm like getting pounded here with the bad storms. I need to see what the hell is going on.
Was Joe also going to be on Friday?
For next Friday? I think so.
Next Friday. Okay.
Yeah, next Friday, yeah.
Oh, I was asking about this Friday. I wasn't sure.
Oh, shit. It said lightning strike 0.0 miles away. So I'm like, oh. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of lightning strike. I'm not sure if that's what the hell that is. If that's a lightning strike or what the hell that is. I got a lot of bright yellow spots on my app here. Sorry.
Not a problem.
Let's see here. Okay. There was Come on, scroll. Oh, god damn it. I hate it when it does that. I put it off in the middle of the page here, and then it starts scrolling through someone's comments, especially there's a whole shit ton of them. I was like, what the hell? Then the whole video just stops. Or the whole page just stops, rather. Let's see here. Where the hell did it go? God damn it. I had a whole bunch of other stuff here. I thought I tabbed all this shit. I guess maybe it's on the other browser. Oh, that's that other one. Oh, someone sent me this page. Here, I'm going to send this to you. Now, I read through this as just an opinion piece. But it's so fucking retarded. But I thought it bared mentioning. This got sent to me by one of our listeners. If my computer will stop acting like a fucktard. This is from The Guardian. It says, many non-religious people still believe in God. What is that all about? What's that all about? That's by the publisher Adam Lee. And I read through this page and I'm like, this has got to be the worst piece of shit I've ever read. They're basically trying to say that, you know, even if you claim you don't believe in God, you still fucking believe in God.
Oh, gosh. No.
I mean, that's the way I looked at it. Maybe I'm reading this wrong. It says, among those who believe in a personal God, there's a vast spectrum of opinions about what this being wants and desires, from liberal, ultra-conservative, and everything in between. Some religious denominations unapologetically support marriage equality, others haven't got as far as permitting women to be the clergy, or to be clergy. This whole article, I think, and it is a total opinion piece. There is no facts in here whatsoever. They throw out some stuff from the Pew results. But that's the only thing that they say is just the same thing we've already known, is that that religiosity in the United States has gone from 93% down to 86%.
Well,
or 89%. I'm sorry, from 92 to 82, from 92 to 89% since 2007. So that doesn't tell. That's their whole data point. That's it. That's the whole data. The only data point they give, everything else beyond that, it looks like it's all fucking conjecture.
Great.
People are going to look at this and go, well, see, you people who say you don't believe in God, you still do.
You just don't know you do.
You just don't know you do. I'm like, this has got to be the...
This sounds like some William Lane Craig Dancing with the Devil here.
That's what it is. I'm like, it's this article is unapologetically stupid.
That's awesome. That's just really awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's interesting. Obviously, though, I mean, when I pick articles, when I look at articles, that's one of the first things I look at is like, wait, this is just an opinion piece.
Right.
I can't suggest it, but yeah. It is so frustrating. We said, "Well, you just believe in God. You don't know it, but you do." And I'm.
Here's another story I found. Here's another story I found. I just found one of the links that I had clicked out. Here we go. I'm sending it to you now. Now this one here is a Colorado mayor who put the Ten Commandments monuments outside of City Hall. Was arrested for shoplifting.
Yes. Yep. I loved this one. This is the other one. Yes.
2001, the ACLU filed a lawsuit over the Ten Commandments monument outside a new City Hall building in Grand Junction, Colorado. It was a Christian symbol. Everybody knew that. And no place on government property. Ta-da! Imagine that. Knowing that they would likely lose this lawsuit, the council members decided to put a disclaimer on the monument saying not to endorse any particular belief system of religious belief. Because, you know, if you put a plaque on something that says not necessarily to endorse, but you put the words 10 fucking commandments on the top of it, that's not endorsing a particular belief. Not at all. No. Which is bullshit, and they just said that right there, which is bullshit. It also created a cornerstone of Law and Liberty Plaza, retroactively creating their own secular context for the monument. Would be alongside other historical markers such as the Magna Carta, not a religious document.
Nope.
The Mayflower Compact, not a religious document. Declaration of Independence, not a religious item. And the preamble to the Bill of Rights, definitely not a religious artifact. The Ten Commandments, religious artifact.
I'm just going to tuck it in here. This looks like a good place for this.
Yeah, we'll just stick it between this one and this one. No one will really know. It cost the taxpayers, get this, $64,000. And it worked. The lawsuit didn't go anywhere.
Yep.
The council members who, the mayor at the time, led this charge, running the taxpayers' tab so the Ten Commandments monument could remain outside City Hall. Which is especially interesting to learn.
You don't want the monument? Guess what? We're gonna run the tab up to $64,000, and the monument's going to be there, plus all this other crap.
Yeah.
Well, not crap, but, you know.
This other stuff. We'll put it amongst this other stuff, and nobody will know the difference.
It enhances all of those other documents. It's sort of like the bow.
Right.
On a present.
Yeah, we'll just put the bow on the top. Yeah. Oh,
God.
A bow made of shit. Now, Redford Theobald, that's the mayor, age 61, was ticketed about noon on Friday on suspicion of theft by shoplifting. An employee at Caballeros I won't read the address here, observed that Theobald taking several big hunk candy bars, hide them in a file folder, and walk past the registers without paying. He also had two maps which weren't paid for. I didn't hold.
Cabela's. Oh,
Cabela's. Okay. Candy bars, and you got arrested for candy bars. If there were only a Ten Commandments that said something about not stealing. he's scheduled to appear in court on December 29th. Though he put his hand on the Bible, if he puts his hand on the Bible at any point, I wouldn't trust him.
This is funny.
This is a funny story. I like this story. It's not a hot news story item, but it's definitely it's either religious or it's a or onion story.
Okay. I was wondering where we put it.
You're fading out again, Connie.
Oh no. Sorry, I was kind of mumbling.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No, I mean your audio is your audio is dipped low again. That's all. That's what I was saying.
Okay.
Let's see here. I'm going to get into the news folder here just for a second here. Oops. Scroll. Everything's opening all at one time. Fine. Be that way. Here we go.
So
we don't have a tech story. We'll have interview. All right. And we have the Poke It Religion.
Oh, there's no tech story?
No tech story, yeah. Because remember, when we have an interview, it replaces the tech
story.
I don't
remember. It's been a while.
Sorry. That's why.
No, it's okay. I just thought all stories were singular, and then there was the interview.
Yeah. It is going to be just a single story each one.
All right.
But you got that part right. It's just the hot news that in an interview, because we're doing 2B instead of 2A. And then we're doing a religion and not the onion. And when we do have a comment from YouTube from one of the stories we did from last week. Yeah, that's on there too. So we don't have to dig around for a funny tweet.
Okay. Got that. Oh gosh, we have two possible stories for either hot or religious news.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that our hot news, even though this isn't a, the hot news is, you know, is a setup for, you know, whatever's hot. But right. I think the hottest news right now is the, just on the offset chance, let's see what else is going on for hot news.
It's funny because that's been what's really trending is the Starbucks cup thing, which is interesting because it's also about religion.
Right.
Inserting itself, raping our culture.
Right. There was also apparently Missouri professor resigns after being telling students not to let. This just came up. Hang on a second here. There was one where a professor or whatever had, or the head of a college or whatever resigned because of the fact is for racism stuff here. Now I've got one that says Missouri professor resigns after telling students not to let bullies win. Hold on a second. My computer's bogging down again. All right, here we go.
Wow, Missouri campus. Concerned student 1950 protesters release statement saying confirmation of meeting with University of Missouri Board of Curators. What's going on with the University of Missouri?
Okay, here. Let me send you the link here if I can get the goddamn computer to respond. See, people, this is why you need to send me some cash so I can buy a new computer because this is really driving me fucking up a batshit wall here.
I'm on breakingnews.com 12 minutes ago. Police investigating social media threat to shoot up U of Missouri campus.
Oh, my God.
Where another student was arrested for online threats.
Okay, hold on a second here.
We're at the University of Missouri time the campus would be busy.
Stop. God damn, this computer's pissing me off.
There's the thing about the...
Here, this is the link. This is...
Resignation of Professor...
There.
All right.
That's the one I was trying to send. I've been trying to send you for like the last 2 minutes here because the goddamn computer is freaking out here. Radical turmoil continued to dispute University of Missouri on Wednesday as a popular professor quit following an uproar over an email sent two students to telling them they'd have to take an exam despite threats of campus violence. If you give in to bullies, they win. Professor of nutrition and exercise psychology wrote to students, according to the Washington Post, the only way bullies are defeated is by standing up to them. If we cancel the exam, they win. If we go through with it, they lose. The email outrage among some students not long after the professor announced he would not step down.
No, he would step down.
Oh, he would step down. I'm sorry. I got a bright shining light in my head and my eyeballs here. You know, I was expecting people, you know, to watch us on Periscope, but no one's watching us on Periscope. At least not that I can see anyway. I mean, there's no viewers whatsoever. Psh, whatever, fine. Be that way. Brightham confirmed to the local NBC affiliate Wednesday that he submitted his resignation, though he was waiting for his boss to accept it. I made a mistake. I do not want to cause further harm. He's not causing harm. He was trying to do his goddamn job, it looks like to me. Until this email, Brighton had apparently no connection to the unrest of the school's Columbia campus where protests over racial incidents accumulated Monday. That's the one I was thinking about earlier.
Okay.
With the resignation of two top administrators. During the celebrations that followed, activists, including faculty members, clashed with journalists, spawning a spinoff debate between freedom of the press. Two faculty members publicly apologized. Then police Wednesday arrested a student who they said threatened black students and faculty on social media.
Wait, okay. I don't mean to interrupt, but I am interrupting.
Sure, go ahead.
On Facebook, there was this story that was breaking that there was some kind of a protest at a school, a college quad, and the person who was was taking, trying to take photographs, was being put up, you know, put off. I mean, being blocked by a teacher, a professor, or a professor's assistant from filming the protesters in their encampment. And she said, "You can't film in here. You can't film in here." I'm going, "Wait, do you understand that you're in a public square? You're in a public square. That, why can't people film you?" Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's not, I need to look at it again, because that might be Missouri, University of Missouri. I didn't even follow it any further than that. I just thought that it was really stupid that this person is trying to block basically the press from taking any pictures. Sorry.
No, that's all right. No, that's okay.
Okay.
During
the celebrations that followed, is that where you were at?
Yeah, no, I scrolled down past the page here a little bit here. Let's see here. Then that's when Brightman, who was white, waded into the firestorm with his email. He says, "If you don't feel safe coming to class, then don't come to class," he wrote on his science students. "According to the Washington Post, I will be there, and there will be an exam administrated in our class." Some students posted parts of the message on social media and shared their dismay. "My teacher had the nerve to email me." He had the nerve to email. Oh, my God. "Saying if we cancel class, then he lets the bullies win. Like, this is a game or something." Are you fucking stupid? This is from this guy's. Get this guy. His Twitter handle is Nugget. Two times. Nugget. Nugget. Nugget two times. Darf. He's a nugget, all right. He's a fuck nugget. He told the KOMU that although he had submitted his resignation, or Brightman told him, they had not accepted it yet. "I'm just trying to do what I think is best for our students and our university as institution," Bigman wrote. If my leaders think that my leaving would help, I am all for it." Well, he's a big man then in that instance. He basically is saying, you know, he's standing up to bullying, and all these kids are losing their fucking minds.
I don't even know what the original kerfuffle,
I'm not sure what it is either. So that's what I'm trying to figure out here. Apparently, they must have gotten some threats saying, "If you give this test, we're going to, you know, eat your brownies or something." I don't know what they were going to do.
If you follow one of the hyperlinks inside the story, which, oh gosh, there's a video going to pop up. Anyway,
yeah,
it takes you to this page. It's a timeline of events.
Okay.
Come on. There we go. A growing discontent among black students at the U of Missouri handling of racism culminated Monday with the resignation of the president, Tim Wolf.
Yeah, that's a different story, though. That's a completely different story. That was the top administrators that had quit because of racial concerns.
Activists said the roots of their anger date to last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when they complained of a slow, lackluster response by the university to the shooting of a black man by a white officer in Ferguson,
right,
Missouri. But the displeasure reached a boiling point this fall during a series of events that began after the start of the school year. One student began a hunger strike. Saturday, members of the football team said they would refuse to play until Wolf left office. Okay, so this goes all the way back to September. God, okay, where have I been? Wow. So Ferguson is still
hotbed of whatever.
Well, yeah, what happened in Ferguson is...
What happened in Ferguson forward. Does not stay in Ferguson.
Yeah, nope, it goes on and on. Okay, so that's what this is about. That's what this is, this current story is. Really? Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is. Let's see. I'm sorry. That's okay. I mean, I want to do the story justice. It's just that.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to find something else here too. Let's see here.
Oh, 37 minutes ago, University of Missouri does not accept the resignation of Professor Dale Brigham.
Oh, good.
Anyway.
Oh, good.
So.
Oh, instead of typing hot news, I typed in not news. I don't know how that happened.
It's just a tumbleweed rolling by.
My life is a tumbleweed of crap, apparently, and I don't know where the keys are on my keyboard. Let's see here.
Jeez.
Concerned students, 1950 protesters. Oh, this is from a while back ago. Never mind. I think we're a little late for the news in 1950.
That's kind of their hashtag. I don't know why they picked that date.
Yeah, I have no idea. A man being questioned in New York for Greyhound bus theft has been arrested 29 times for posting transit workers to steal buses and trains and law enforcement.
He stole a bus?
He stole a city bus. He stole a Greyhound bus.
And that's not conspicuous at all.
And he must have been playing several other games. Let's see. Police investigating social media threat to shoot up University of Missouri campus role where this other student was arrested for online threats. We kind of talked about that. It was about 22 minutes ago. Portland officers respond to a report of a shooting near Annual Hospital, streets blocked. And that's in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
There it is. The 39 minutes ago, doesn't accept the resignation of the Dale Brigham, challenges students to come to campus despite the threats.
Right.
Okay. Tornado in Melrose, Iowa. Wow. Let's see here. Virginia man died in police custody in 2013, was shackled and tased. Video obtained by MSNBC News. Wow. Pictures of the tornado. Des Moines Airport reports seen tornado earlier from the airport. It was coming in for landing. let's see here. Blue Moon Diamond sells for $48.5 million. Yay!
Yay.
More thunderstorm news. Crash in Cranston, Ohio. Tornado. Baseball. Apple in talks with U.S. banks to develop mobile person-to-person payment services. Will compete with PayPal, Venmo sources. Oh, nice. Wonder how much they're going to charge. Tornadoes, severe weather. Bravo announces two Real Housewives cities. Yay! I don't watch that show. I do not watch that show. Funnel cloud. Plane crash.
I'm just embarrassed that I didn't put Ferguson and the University of Missouri together. I mean, Ferguson, Missouri.
I didn't either.
I
just
can't believe I didn't do that.
Don't feel bad. I didn't either. I didn't even think about it myself. So. Let's see. Brazil Fine Companies. Let's see. Minnesota Twins acquired catcher John Ryan Murphy. They acquired him. He was sold to us.
I thought slavery was outlawed.
I thought it was too, apparently.
But evidently slavery pays really, really well. Maybe we should look into that, Patty.
You're right. I who out there is willing to buy me as a slave, you know, but you got to pay me really well.
That's right. You know, just like all those football and baseball players and basketball players.
Yeah. And then, of course, they make up all kinds of stupid-ass rules for them, too. So, let's see here. Judge revokes Hunter Park, who was accused of posting threats against University of Missouri. He remained jailed in Boone County, Missouri. That was 6 hours ago. Blaze. Oy. CBS gives a Super Bowl slot to Late Show with Stephen Colbert. More tornadoes. Well, it is that time of the year.
That's something I'm not familiar with, and I'm thankful.
You have less chance of getting struck by a tornado than being an earthquake. You know, I'm just saying.
Although, interesting, it was, 2 years ago now? A place called Frederickson, which is about, I don't know, everything's about 15, 20 minutes away from me, had a small tornado, not a small tornado, hit. And it ripped up part of one of Boeing's one of their more southern plants. Ripped up the buildings.
Wow.
Where they make the airplane wings and stuff like that. Yeah.
It just wanted to test the airfoil on the wings there. It's like, I'm going to come through. I'm going to do a quick test. See how well these wings fly. Whee!
That's right.
Nature's coming in and doing all the testing for us. Of course, we have to go find them later.
It's not that it doesn't happen here, but it's just really very, very, very rare.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But usually we see dust devils. That's about as big as they get.
I saw this last year. It was really fucking kind of cool. You obviously know what a dust devil is. It's just like tornado with a little that's spinning around like a little tornado, but it's low pressure, and it's pretty much harmless. I was on my way one Saturday morning to my last stop for the day, and right along this tree line there was snow devils.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, there's like little. It was like little tornado, but it was all snow, and I actually saw it pick up a big chunk of snow and drop it.
Oh gosh, that's really cool. It's kind of scary, but it's cool.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm witnessing this. I'm like, saw it pick up a little piece of it, and I saw it pick up this huge ass chunk and then just drop it. I'm like, that is fucking cool.
Oh gosh.
It was something to be seen. I wish I'd been able to record it because there's a couple of spots I've seen these things, but it's just the fact that if you get a chance to see one, it's kind of rare. So. Yeah, I'm not finding anything worth going back over here. Now, I'm like literally 8 hours back so far for hot news, and then after 8 hours, it's kind of like it's not quite all that hot anymore.
Okay. So do we want to go with...
Let's go with the Christian Cups. We'll just find some story.
Starbucks / Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. Starbucks... Let's go with the Starbucks one, not so much the Dunkin' Donuts one. I'm not familiar with anything on that one.
Okay, well, I could show you the article.
Yeah, send me the link. Send me the link.
And if you want to add it to it, just as an extra talking point, not that we really need that much, but just in case.
Right.
What's interesting about that is it brings another angle to something that's probably going to almost be talked out by Friday. You know, not totally, but that's what's fun about it is, okay, you know, here's something else if we have to pull it out and use it.
Okay, so, there it is. I see it now. The picture says joy. You know, red and green are Christmas colors. I'm just saying, you know.
I know. Well, not in my house.
You know, and you know what the thing is, these companies, what people don't realize, these companies, they put up, when they have to do all this extra stuff, extra screen printing, and it is screen printing for these cups.
Oh, yeah.
That actually costs a lot of extra money. This cup with it just red and green is it's probably a way to save costs.
Well, in some sense, but I can tell you that as an artist, mm-hmm. when you're talking about a primary color like that, mm-hmm. you know, you have a lot of fade. You've got, I mean, that's a commitment of ink.
Right.
That's a very, very bright, very vivid red. I don't know what it costs Starbucks to do it, but that the whole thing is red. That's, yeah. You know, so.
Well, red is actually it's actually pretty easy. I mean, I think. I mean, as far as it, because this is like, what is it? It's a plastic cup, paper cup, whatever.
Paper.
Yeah, some kind of paper. It's a specialized paper cup. So, and the thing is, what's really funny is that the green little or the woman that's on there, that's a pagan
it's
deity.
It's a mermaid.
It's a it's a pagan deity, actually.
Yes, it is. No, I'm just saying that red and blue, to get just a primary color like that, not something that's a combination of other colors, that's a big commitment of ink, usually. But, okay, so we're going with that for...
Yeah. Now. Oh, and there's this great meme. There's this great meme where it shows a bunch of people lined up in red jumpsuits getting ready to get shot in the back of the head or beheaded or whatever by ISIS. And then they say, and it says basically this, if you think this is what persecution looks like, and then when they say this is persecution, or one of these is persecution, you try to figure out which one is. And the other picture right below was the red and green cup from Starbucks. So
yeah, first world problems. This is, or a tempest in a teacup, as one of my Christian friends said about my first post on this. Yeah, very reasonable, wonderful person, Susan Coles.
Oh, there's a great link on this one. It says related Starbucks holiday cups through the years.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look what they got. Maybe they got pictures here. I'm waiting for the page to load here. Okay.
I don't have it open myself, so.
Okay, I'm loading it up here. Controversy's been brewing over the Starbucks holiday cup. They're red in the past. They're red, as in past years, but they don't have any writer, winter or Christmas ornament themes that have been the mainstay of Starbucks Holiday Cup since they debuted in 1997. Let's see here. Come on. Oh, there we go. Whoops. I'm on the page.
Oh. So, very, very new kind of art, just brush strokey.
Yeah, it's just sort of kind of
snowflakes and Christmas trees. Yeah,
yeah. Illustrates snowflakes and trees. Mm-hmm. A big snowflake
ornament.
And you know that I don't see that as Christmas. I just see that as winter. I just see that as winter. I don't necessarily, you know, I don't necessarily associate that with a snowman.
2012. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna say 2012 is though a winking snowman.
That's that says baby Jesus all over it. Everybody knows when the snowman is blinking at you, he's hitting on you, and he wants to put his melt off that wet, that cold schlong of his. People skating. That's Christmas.
And sledding, and a dog.
And a dog. Oh my
God. Dog is God backwards.
That's right. I keep forgetting that.
I knew.
Stories
or gifts, and it's kind of 2010. That was
yep. It's just Christmas stories, I guess, you know. Or there we go. Right. And then 2009.
Yep.
They got bells and Christmas tree ornaments.
And they say like Christmas wishes is.
Yeah.
What I think they have written on them.
It says a message includes, "I wish every day was a holiday." It doesn't say, "I wish every day was Jesus Day." It just says every day was a holiday.
Mm-hmm. 2006. Snowflakes and turtle doves.
Yeah, because turtle doves just.
Oh, sorry, 2008.
Yeah, 2008. Yeah, 2008. Because turtle doves scream Jesus, you know.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And it turns the logo into a tree or ornament.
Yep.
And it doesn't go back any further than that.
Okay.
I guess no one thought.
God's mad at you, Packard.
Apparently, God is mad at me.
That or he's like dropping the mic.
He's dropping the mic. Packard, shut up, man. I'm here, man. Don't you dare.
Maybe he's agreeing with you.
He could be agreeing. Yeah.
Or it.
It could be a guy. Yeah. Excuse me.
I think the only other difficulty we have here is just determining what the religious story is and what the, not the onion is, because we've got three stories. One that could go two ways.
Right.
The Ten Commandments.
Your audio is fading out again, Connie.
Okay. The Ten Commandment mayor arrested for shoplifting in Colorado.
You know, I think I like that one as an onion story.
The other onion one was the cop who was too drunk.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that one.
So those are the two that are in competition for that. And then
you know what? I think it's funnier, the drunk driver one. I think the funnier one is the drunk driver one.
I do. I like the irony of it.
Yeah.
So, okay. So then we are between either Ten Commandments mayor arrested for shoplifting or religious school abstinence only has chlamydia outbreak.
Let's go for chlamydia. Everything's fun with chlamydia.
Well, everything's funnier if we talk about Texas and Florida, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Got that.
Oh, I just had a little thunderbolt. So I think the Almighty agrees, you know, that these are better stories.
Thor is throwing his hammer down
going, yeah, those are the stories you should do, Packard. I believe in Thor. I really do. I believe in Thor. You know, because the reason why is because he carried a hammer, Jesus nailed to a stick. They should do the math. I'm just saying.
Who owns this? And to be honest, Thor's more of an immortal from another planet.
Right.
Or, you know, not so much. Yeah,
and Odin did say there would be in his reign during his reign there would be no ice giants. I don't see any ice giants. No ice giants. I have never seen an ice giant, so he reigns supreme.
There you go. Well, Thor is plenty sexy, man.
There were in the Norse theology or whatever it is. There was one where he had to get Mjolnir back, and he had to wear a dress, and he had to dress like a woman. So.
Okay, then.
And he had to pretend to. He had to pretend that he was. He had to actually pretend like he was going to marry his brother, who the one that stole Mjolnir. So.
Have to shave the beard.
Yeah, well, he didn't. And Thor doesn't have a beard. That you're thinking of Odin's son, or you're thinking of Odin. He has a beard. So. Holy crap!
Well, now I keep thinking about. Whoa! My microphone just popped.
Oh, I was looking at the bottom here, so on the bottom of the Starbucks holiday thing here, where it went to the next page, and it's like, it says five stunning facts about India's railways. And there's like dozens of people standing on top of the goddamn train and hanging off of the side of the train. Like, I'm like thinking, you people are going to fucking die. Damn.
Ugh. Okay, so we
have this. So what do we have left? Is that it?
That should be it. Other than, I mean, we have the interview, and then you said it's the YouTube comments.
So right, we have YouTube comments.
Because there's no text story.
Right, there's no, yeah, there's no no text story. So we have our hot story. We're going to the cups interview. Then the religious story, not the onion story, and then the comments, and then that's it. We're done.
Okay. Woohoo.
Woohoo. I'm thinking, Connie, you know, I'm just wondering, what do you think about us doing these staff meetings on YouTube? I'm going to be doing some tests. I don't know if anybody wants to sit here and watch us, you know, do a staff meeting, you know, where I got a big ass green screen behind me. I don't know. People will probably download it and put funny shit behind me because I got a green screen behind me. So
that could be fun.
That could be fun. It's like Packard's getting doing his show where he's got all this dinosaur coming up on his head or lava or something. You know. So
is it just my icon?
What? No, for the staff meeting. Mm-hmm. No, I was just looking at it, like I was just like I'm doing this on the Periscope here, so there's like I you don't see that much green behind me, just like a little bit. So.
No, I'm asking you. Never mind. I'm just saying we'll do it like we do it now. I don't know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If you put my icon up, or if I have to be.
I don't know. I was going to do that one time. Now I don't know. I have to test it. I have to do some testing, and I really haven't had.
Okay. It's not that I would object to be on camera, but I'm not a real makeup person.
Oh yeah, no. We'd still do the thing just like I would normally do it. I'd just be broadcasting from the page. That's all.
Okay.
So. All
right.
Like I said, it would basically be it look exactly the same as it does right now, which is nothing. So. At first, probably. I don't know. I have to come up with some design or whatever. Or maybe, I don't know. We got to sit down and write down a bunch of stuff, too. So,
well, maybe we should do a test broadcast of sorts. If you want to take an article that we're not going to... here we go. Throw this out there. We have... For example, we have several articles here, but we're not going to discuss one of them or two of them. And maybe going ahead and just talking about those articles, you know, taking that and doing a test run with that.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that at some point. Probably not this week. I think maybe we start doing that sometime in January or something. We'll just start moving the staff meeting to YouTube at that point. I mean, why not?
Like I said, as a beta test to see how we want to format it. If we want to actually record the Skype, you know, have it be open, things like that. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot. You know, I have to do some testing here first, and. And then we'll key in the Skype and all that other happy horse shit. So, all righty, Connie.
All right.
Let me get the page up here. If you like the show, go to facebook.com/PackardPokesAt and hit the like button. Or if you really like the show, go to patreon.com/PackardPokesAt and donate as little as a dollar once a month to the show. And you can help keep us on the air. So, or if you want to come to the live show at vonlive.tv/PackardPokesAt on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. And come and have some fun and chit-chat in the chat room and get maybe a chance to name the show, which is always fun.
Woohoo!
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.